spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. You should always leave loved ones with loving words. It might be the last time you see them.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the second hour. We're live from Orlando, Florida. That's right. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you don't know what you're listening to, well, it's a great show. I hope you think it's a great show. Our job is to entertain you, to educate you, and focus on the vision impaired and blind as well as the sighted. That's what the show is all about. So, folks, before we get any further, let's just say this. The phone number to call in, because it's trivia time, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This one is an easy one. I know this is easy because this was the number one song. This guy was, it's a man. He was a giant. Who am I talking about? Let's hear the song. 407-894-1680. This was the number one song in that year.
That year.
I know you send me, darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Whoa.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Number one song that year. Been in many movies. What's the name of the song? Well, I don't care about the name of the song. Who's singing it? More important. Who's singing the song?
To marry you and take you home. Whoa, whoa. You send me. I know you.
Okay, that's enough. You should all know this song. If you'd like me to play the song later in the show, I'll play it later in the song, the whole song, if you want me to play it. Great song, number one song. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I'd like to hear a new caller. Let's hear from a new caller first. Who's singing the song?
All right, give me 1 minute. I got all the lines filled up, so give me 1 minute.
Okay, new caller first. Everybody should know this song and who sang it.
Right, and while we're waiting for the callers, I wanted to remind you that the gentleman from Eastsight will be on momentarily after the trivia, Roland Mattern and Gary Foster. So if you have any questions about the Eastsight glasses, please call in. The number is 407-894-1680.
You said it right, too.
I did, after almost 8 years. I hope I get it right.
Yeah. You get everything right. You get everything right.
Quit laughing at me, Charles.
Get everything right.
Oh, you're the boss lady.
She's smart, too.
Oh, my goodness. So it looks like you gave out a good song, Michael, even though we couldn't hear it.
Yeah, nobody's going to get it.
Did you know it, Charles?
He can't.
Nobody's going to get it.
Everybody's going to get it. Number one
no,
song.
No, nobody's going to get it. No.
Famous guy. Famous guy.
Touché.
Touché.
I want a new caller first, though. Carolyn, I know, knows it from New Brunswick, Georgia.
It's Brunswick, isn't it?
Oh, is it Brunswick? Okay, well, yeah, again, Brunswick. It is Brunswick, not New Brunswick.
Brunswick is New Jersey.
Yeah, you're right. Brunswick, Georgia. Yeah, I told you so smart.
Well.
Okay, so who's on the line? Who is on the line? Chris?
Busy taking calls.
Just give me a new caller first.
All right. I don't have any new callers.
You don't have any new callers
no,
with this song?
No,
oh
new callers.
God.
All right.
So who's first?
All right,
who's
so
first?
I got Howie, Arnold, Tony, Sheila.
Well, who's first?
Howie.
Well, he knows it. That's yeah. A given. Okay, let's hear Howie.
Howie said, Am I it? Am I first? Because I know this song. And then
I know he knows the song.
They must know you at Subway, Howie.
On a first name basis.
I couldn't resist.
You got me. That's Sam Cooke.
That's right. That I know you know it. Sam Cooke.
I didn't know the other one, though. I'll tell you the truth. You're right. I had no idea who that was.
But this one was You Send Me by number one song called You Send Me by Sam Cooke.
That's it.
Well, congratulations.
Do you remember how he died?
No.
A lady died, did him in.
What do you say?
How did he die?
A lady did him in.
It's true.
A lady did him in.
A lady shot him. He was assassinated.
Too many guns.
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Subway's coming your way. That's right.
Let me say, I got a question
for the second person on the line.
All right. Well, this is Arnold from Martin County, Florida, from Martin County. Arnold, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Arnold.
Hi, Arnold.
I heard you already got a winner, though.
Arnold.
Well, no, hold on, Arnold, because
wait, Arnold,
Mike has
a question
for you.
I'm
hold on.
A question, Arnold.
Okay.
A trivia question. You know who that Sam Cooke just sang that song. You know that, right?
Yeah, he's had the record.
Okay, let me ask you a question. This is a trivia. If you know this question, he was assassinated. Do you know anybody else, famous singer that had big hits and then was assassinated? Somebody
Martin
famous.
Luther King.
No, singer who had big hits and then was assassinated.
Besides Sam Cooke,
I'll give you a hint. He was assassinated by his father.
Oh, Marvin Gaye.
100% right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
Cool.
We appreciate you listening to the show.
That
it pays
sad,
to listen
dude.
To the Blind and Beyond Raiders. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, Arnold, don't
Thank
go anywhere.
Arnold.
Hold on one moment. All right, Arnold?
Good, Arnold.
Yeah. All right, last one. Let's talk to the one and only Tony from Wellington, Florida. Tony, how you doing?
Hi, Tony.
Good. Oh, you're
so, Tony,
delay,
I have
huh?
a question for you.
Tony, come away from your radio for a moment, Tony. Come away from your radio.
Okay, I'm away.
Sam Cooke had a few hits. You Send Me was number one. Can you name another big hit that Sam Cooke had?
Oh, wow.
Another song? Wow.
Yes, another big song. He had a couple big hits before he died.
Curveball,
you remember
right?
another big hit?
Come on, Tony.
Let me think, because I know all of his songs.
Come on, Tony.
He's the only guy that Muhammad Ali said might look better than him. Did you know that? Sam Cooke. Let me see. Holy moly! You got me in a block here. Wow.
Come on, Tony.
I can't think
come
of
on.
Anything.
Tony, come
and
on.
And the thing is, I used to sing with groups, so we used to sing a lot of his songs. Wow.
Can I give him a hint, Mike? Can I give him a hint?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Tony, for calling in. Appreciate you so much.
Wait a minute.
Mike.
He's giving him a hint. Chris wanted to give him a hint.
I just want to give you a small hint. It's got to deal with time.
We gotta sorry.
Go. We gotta go. Thank you so much, Tony. Appreciate it. We gotta go to break. Thank you, Tony, for calling in. We gotta go to break. Thank you so much, Tony, for calling in. We appreciate your call. Call in next time. Maybe you'll win. Thank you. Thank you for Tony. Keep on calling in, listening. Thank you so much. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We gotta go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios. We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Blind and Beyond Radio Show, 407-894-1680. And this is your host, Michael. Lynn, you are up, Lynn.
I hope people will call in after you gave out the number. It is my pleasure to welcome back. I should say it's our pleasure to welcome back Roland Mattern. I'm hearing a kickback here. Director of Marketing, and Gary Foster, Outreach Advocate at eSight.
Welcome, fellas.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Sorry you had to wait so long.
Welcome.
No worries. Thank you. Is it too late to say Happy New Year if we missed that?
No, it's never too late. Never too late. Happy New Year to you.
Wish you all the best for the upcoming year.
Thank you, Roland. You too.
You too. You too. Happy New Year to both of you.
Say hi to the voice of your commercial, Charles.
Charles.
Hello, Charles.
Hey, Gary. Happy New Year. Happy
Charles New Year. Is also a vet.
Excellent. Veteran. Nice to meet you, Charles. Thanks for doing the commercial for us. It sounds great.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Voice for radio.
Coming on.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So did everybody have a good break over the holidays? Did everybody get a few days to relax?
Yeah, it's hard to kick into gear again, though, after having a break, isn't it?
Well, I hear you.
So tell us about eSight and the people who have never heard about eSight. Fill them all in on the details.
Sure. So eSight is a wearable assistive device that was specifically designed for central vision loss, originally for Stargardt's disease, but it's really agnostic to pathology. It's really about central vision. So if you have fading central vision, or maybe you've lost central vision already, but your peripheral vision is good, we can get people from 20 over 60 to 20 over 80, all the way up to 2800 visual acuity, back to 20/20 in many, many cases. So for example, for reading or recognizing faces, pursuing your hobbies, all those things can come back to you if you're a good candidate using eSight. So it's a wonderful product. We've had a strong start to the year. We've got a brand new website at www.eSightEyewear.com. So go check it out. Lots of user stories and testimonials from our wonderful users. Great information on our product and the services that go along with them.
So can you say the name of the website again?
Sure. www.eSightEyewear.com. It's the same URL as previously. It's just a new and improved website.
Oh, okay. All right. So if they go to our sponsor page and they click on it, it will go to the updated
Absolutely.
Version?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, good.
Absolutely.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, we've worked very hard to make it look cleaner and easier to navigate and hopefully mm-hmm. present the information in a clear fashion so everyone can absorb what we're all about.
So I have a question for you. Before we begin, I have a question for you. Actually, it's a two-part question. One to you fellas and one to Reverend Charles. Reverend Charles, you there?
Yes.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now. You're a veteran, and you have, let's just say, a perfect person for these glasses. Have you ever tried them as far as the glasses?
No.
Well, when you go to the vet, you should ask about them, because you're a perfect candidate for the VA for these glasses.
And we have 100% coverage through the VA as well. So if you talk to your advisors and you try the device, they make it available to you.
Oh, okay. Great.
We actually also recently partnered with a company called Marathon Medical, and it's a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, so we certify for that as well. So we're very, very proud of that affiliation.
Oh, good. What was the name of them?
So just ask for your Eastside glasses.
No, okay. But Roland, what was the name of the medical? We were just curious.
You said Marathon Medical. They distribute Marathon. The VA.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, maybe you should. I'll let Gary get a word in as well. He's one of our users, and mm-hmm. he has macular degeneration, and he's 20 over 400. So he can give you some perspective on his experience.
Okay.
So Gary, if I get you to chime in, that'd be great.
Absolutely. I would just like to say, for those of your listeners that have never heard us on your program before, just imagine having no central vision, and I know your experience when you're walking into a grocery store, you're generally accompanied by someone. And of course, walking up and down the aisles and reading the description of the goods and the prices, that's pretty much not possible. Now I'll give you my experience. That's how it used to be for me. Now I walk in through the front door wearing my eSight, and I can stand at the door and I can glance from side to side and read the categories on the signs for every aisle from the door. And then I walk to the aisle that I'm looking for, and by adjusting the magnification on my device, I can walk up and down that aisle. I can not only tell what's in that aisle, I can read the description on the aisle, the ingredients on the can, the price of the unit. I mean, it's absolutely incredible to go with that vision loss and then have a device where you become totally independent again. And I do. I have absolutely no problem with my eSight. And without it, I'm 2400. So you can imagine the impact that that's had on my life.
Wow.
So you become very independent wearing them, the glasses.
Completely. Yes. The only thing I can't do is drive. I Uber or take cabs to the airport, for example. Once I'm at the airport with my eSight on, I can navigate the airport all on my own, do it all the time, get on through the gate, get on the plane. When I arrive at my destination, I read the signs on my way out of the airport. I can call for an Uber or hail a cab and tell them where I have to go. I get to my hotel. Again, it's just like it used to be before I lost my vision. I'm completely independent. And wow. I love the reaction that I get when I'm with sighted people, especially when they're aware of my condition and they realize just how independent I am when I'm wearing the device. It's incredible.
Gary, when you're not wearing them. Oh, I was going to ask you, Gary, when you're not wearing them, do you carry them around in a special case or something?
Yes, it comes with a carrying case. It has a shoulder strap that I put over my shoulder. Because not for everything do I need to wear it. I mean, there's a lot of things in my daily activity where I don't have to put the eSight on because I don't need that fine detail, depending on what it is I'm doing. But having it with me, I can slip it on in no time, and then I've got 20/20 vision.
It's actually quite remarkable. The first time I met Gary, we actually met in Boston. We're at a conference, and Gary got dropped off at the airport in Toronto, and the next time I saw him was in the lobby of the hotel. So he truly navigates, traveling throughout North America or wherever, completely on his own. It's quite remarkable. And in some cases, he's actually seen things before I have when we're traveling together. So it really has an incredible impact on our users. And when you become an eSight user, it's not just a transaction. You really become part of an eSight community. We have monthly webinars with certain topics. So, cooking with eSight or shopping with eSight, and we have coaches that take you through the topic, and then there's a Q&A, there's weekly call-in shows as well, where people can come and chew the fat a bit and share their experiences or ask questions. And for everyone who's becomes an eSight user, they actually get assigned a coach who's also visually impaired and aware. So not only are they product experts, they also understand what the person is going through, so they can relate to how to present the information. And you get 5 hours of coaching time with the purchase of Nisite. So it really is, truly is a part of the community.
And if anybody would like to call in now, now's the time to call in and ask your questions. 407
absolutely
894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call now. Ask any question you want as far as the Eastside glasses. 407-894-1680. Call now about the Eastside glasses and speak to these two gentlemen. Okay, Gary. Keep
and
on
Michael,
going.
We also, on our website now, okay. Right on the website, apply for financing. So we have a third-party financing partner called Choice Financial, and oftentimes they can get the monthly cost down about $200 for applicants. You can do it right on the website and get approved right there in minutes. So it's very, very convenient.
I want to talk about this at the end. I want to talk about the financing. It's very important. People want to know how to finance. We'll have a discussion at the finance at the end. So let's have people call in right now and discuss anything you want as far as the Eastside glasses. Besides, then we'll discuss about financing. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in now and ask any question you like as far as the Eastside glasses.
So this is for the people who have low vision. They're losing their central vision, right?
It's not for people who are blind.
No, it's not for totally blind
people. It's for people who are, let's just say, what?
Low vision.
Low vision.
I mean, AMD, diabetic retinopathy are great candidates. People with Stargardt's are great candidates. Anything that's impacted your central vision.
Anybody using magnifying glasses to read? Like Charles, you're a perfect candidate.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm going to mention that to my advisor tomorrow.
Yeah, you're a perfect candidate, Charles, because you have some vision, not much, but you have some. And
yeah,
and it's and not only that, they're telling you doesn't cost you any money, go to VA. VA will pay for it.
It's a really nice tool. It's sort of like the Swiss Army knife. It takes your magnifier, it takes your CCTV, all those tools that you may have in your life, and rolls it all into one wearable device. You use your color filters like you would with a CCTV, your magnification, contrast, brightness, adjustments, all those things is always with you.
Sounds good.
Right now, we're going to go to a break, and we'll come right back. When we come back, we'll talk about the financing and anybody else would like to call in and ask any questions after the break. Let's go to break. Chris, let's go to break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about the financing. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Quick break.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, Eastside may be able to help. Eastside is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss.
eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And we've been talking to Gary and a nice young man by the name of Roland. Roland and Gary from eSight. The phone number to call in, if you'd like to call in, is 407-894-1680. You can talk to Roland and Gary. Meanwhile, we're waiting for you to call in. Roland and Gary, we'd like to hear about the financing. Let's discuss money. How do they finance?
Sure.
Let's discuss
finance. We've partnered in the United States with a company called Choice Financial, and they're a third-party financing organization. And right from our website, you can link to Choice Financial and start your application process. It takes a couple of minutes, and very quickly, you should get approved for a variety of finance options. And in many cases, you'll be down to about $200 a month in payment for the eSight device.
Okay, so what you're saying is for $200 a month, they can have these glasses and pay them out?
Absolutely.
And they'll have a new be a new person. You can be able to see again and have a different way of life.
Absolutely. Well, you can go back to enjoying the things you used to do that you may not be able to do anymore. So it really has a wonderful impact on quality of life and the enjoyment of your day-to-day.
Well, what you're telling me, with these glasses, they could see their grandchildren, they can see their children, you can see their husbands or wives. Is that correct, I assume?
That's correct. I mean, as Gary just mentioned a few minutes ago, he's really gone back to doing everything that he used to do with the exception of driving. So maybe, Gary, you can speak to that a little bit, all the things that have come back to you.
Well, I was always an avid woodworker, and when I lost my center vision, I simply couldn't do that anymore. Not and maintain all of my fingers anyway. But now, since I've been wearing the eSight, I'm back in my fully stocked wood shop. I use all of the tools that you would typically find in any woodworking shop, and it's just amazing to me that this device allows me to do that. Very, very easily, I might add. When you talked about seeing your grandchildren, I just flew to Northern Alberta for Christmas with my wife, and we had two great grandsons born in one family, 2 weeks apart. And we flew out there and we got to see those two little fellas. And I mean, I have 15 grandchildren and three great grandchildren. And with my eSight, I can see them absolutely perfectly clearly. And as a matter of fact, my grandchildren think I'm kind of a rock star when I wear this thing. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't see anybody's faces without it. And with it, I can see people's faces from across the room.
I'm jealous. I'm very jealous. I'm jealous.
Yeah, and the stories the stories you'll find on the website too, they're so amazing. There are people who are living independently by themselves. Again, people have gone back to work. People have continued their education because they have their functional vision back, so they can read and recognize faces and do all those things, navigate, do all the things that they really need assistance for. Without eSight, now they can go back to doing it independently. So there's some really heartwarming human stories that you can listen to on our website.
I think people have to realize one thing. They're listening, and they're listening, but they don't understand. If you have any kind of vision, you should call and ask. You should discuss it. You got nothing to lose but call and ask, and maybe you'll be able to use these glasses. You're not paying for something until you're able to use them. So first, you try them and see if you like them and see if you can see. I assume I'm correct. Is this right, what I'm saying?
Of course. Yeah, we will send a device to you if you're interested, and we do a screening to make sure you're a good candidate first. But we send the device out to you. We'll set you up with one of our specialists. We'll spend about an hour on a Zoom call, kind of doing the unpacking and showing you how to use it. We talk about your goals and what you want to do with them. We'll give you some exercises to do. And you can actually try the glasses in the real world in your life for a number of days. And then, you can call us if you're having any challenges. But at the end of that evaluation period, which is usually, 5 days or so, you can make the decision of financing them or purchasing them or sending them back to us.
So if you are an older person and you have some sight, but you're losing your vision and you still have some vision, I assume these glasses are perfect for them too. Person who have macular degeneration, they still have some vision. It's good for them
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. I mean, it gets interesting around 20 over 80 visual acuity. If 20 over 80 or worse, it gets really, really
impactful.
Well,
a lot of them don't know. I don't know what I have. Most people don't know what they have as far as the degree. But the point is, if they think they're interested, they got nothing to lose. Pick up the phone and call. And
you're absolutely right.
Find out if they're interested and see if it fits them. It doesn't hurt. I mean, people are just listening. But let me tell you something, folks. If you're blind, it won't help you. Okay? That's a definite. But if you have any kind of vision, you try it. And the most they can say, it's not for you. That's it. You're not going to get them if it's not for you. If it's for you, you'll have a different way of life. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. So if you're just listening and you don't call in, that's a shame on you, because the point, you got nothing to lose.
Absolutely. And even on our website, there is a free consultation button. If you push that, you can go through a short quiz. Takes 30 seconds. It'll tell you whether you're a good candidate right off the bat. And then you can reach out to us or let us reach out to you, and we'll talk you through it, and we'll send you a device.
So did you hear what we're saying? You got nothing to lose. Pick up the phone, 407-894-680. If you don't want to call now, today, write to me, and I'll help you with it. Michael, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and I'll help you with it. We'll discuss it. If you have some kind of vision, we'll discuss it. And if you don't, well, it's not for you. That simple. And you're not paying for something unless it works.
There's no risk. There's absolutely no risk. And I can tell you that when people do try it and they find out that it works for them, the most common thing we hear is, I should have tried this sooner.
Gary, before we say goodnight, why don't you tell people a little bit about the device? You know, you're wearing it, the placement, how it feels.
There's a halo that fits around my head that supports the whole unit. On the back of that halo is the battery, and on the front of the halo is the eyewear that you can tip up or you can tip it down depending on what you're doing with it. So it's all self-contained. It's balanced very well on my head with the glassware.
Is it heavy? Is it heavy?
No. As a matter of fact, because it's suspended over my whole head, it is actually a little heavier than a previous device that we had, but the previous device was far more uncomfortable. The first thing I noticed when I put this on, I remarked that, oh, it's a lot lighter. It actually wasn't lighter. It's just that they've designed it in such a way that the weight is distributed over the whole top of my head. And I wear this thing, if I'm at a conference, I'll wear this 10, 12 hours in the day.
Okay, Gary, we have somebody that has a question for you. It looks like we have Terry on the line. Terry, hello. Say hi to Gary and Roland.
Hi, oh, Terry.
Gary and Roland, Michael, Linda, everyone, Chris.
Hi, Terry.
Yeah, I've been listening, and I do have a question for you. I heard you mention the term central vision. After you lose your central vision, it might not work for you. But let me see if I can explain my condition a little bit, and you can tell me whether or not it could possibly work for me. Now, I used to use something called the closed-circuit TV or CCTV, and then it got into the point where I wasn't able to use it anymore. And I, first of all, I thought it was the unit, but come to find out, it was my vision. But what I do have left, I still have light perception. I can still see images. I just can't detail them. So do you think that this might work for me? The eSight glasses will work for me.
And Terry, tell them that you, about you're a musician, a talented musician.
But the point, Terry, when I'm listening to, but what you're saying is you got nothing to lose, but pick up the phone and try it. Before they send it to you, don't you talk to them on the phone?
Absolutely.
Privately,
yeah, we'll have
and you discuss it privately.
Situation.
Right. And this way they'll see and you'll see if it's for you. And if maybe it's for you, you try it. Maybe. And you're not paying for nothing unless it works. And if it don't work, you send it back. That's it.
Okay. I'm on the air. Am I talking to someone?
Yes.
Yes, you are, Terry.
Yes. So did you hear my question?
The question that I, as I understand it, Terry, was that you've got to the point now where even your peripheral vision, you only see images. You can't see any detail at all with your peripheral vision. Is that correct?
What I'm saying is that if you're standing in front of me, I could say, well, there's an image of a person standing in front of me. But if you ask me what color are your eyes or are you smiling, I can't detail your features or something along those lines. It's almost like looking at a silhouette.
Okay, let's just take that a little step further. If someone put their nose against your nose, you were that close to that person, would you then see any features on their face?
Yes, depending on the lighting. If I'm inside, it could be difficult, but out in daylight or something like that, yes, depending on the lighting.
Okay, well, let me just give you a heads up here. If you're sitting across from the dining room table from me and I'm not wearing my eSight, if I'm looking straight at you, you don't have a face at all. There's no central vision. There's nothing there. When I put my eSight on, not only can I see your face, I can zoom up and count your eyelashes.
Okay, well, That sounds very very interesting to me because this sounds like it might be able to work for me, but you leave your contacts before you leave, and I know you will, or with Michael or something, and I would like to get in contact with you and perhaps give this a shot.
Right. That's the whole idea for you folks thinking like Terry in Connecticut. Just think about what he's saying. He's thinking out of the box. You folks have to think 100%. Out of the box. Try something. You're thinking, oh, it might not work. It might not work. Well, how about if it does work? The point is, they're not charging you a dime if it doesn't work. The point is, try it. You make a call, and they'll talk to you, and they'll send you it. If they send it to you, it works. Great, it works. If it don't work, you send it back. You didn't lose nothing. And the point is, they're the one taking the risk. You're not paying. The only thing is this way. Ask yourself a question. If it works, Terry, I got a question for you. If this, please God, could work, is it worth $200 a month for you to be able to see faces again? Is it worth $200 to see everything again?
Absolutely.
There's your answer. There's your answer, Terry. So the risk is trying to make a phone call. Change your life. That's the whole issue. Is it worth making a phone call and lose nothing? The point is, that's what they're saying. So, yes, they're going to charge you if it works. If it works, you have to pay. And you have financing available, but ask yourself a question. I just asked Terry a question. If it works, please God, it works. If it works, is it worth $200 a month to be able to see again? That's all you have to ask yourself a question.
So Roland and Gary, why don't you give out the information again for those who are not as brave as Terry to call in? And also, they can go to our website also and click on eSight. But, tell us on the air. That would be great.
I think, you know what, folks, while I'm still talking here, I think it's pretty funny. For all those who take a call and call in for the show and say something about a song that they know and they'll want to win a song, they want to win a prize, You folks out there, think about it this way. This is a bigger prize to be able to see again. As I said, right. I wish that I could use these glasses. And if I thought I could, I'd pick up the phone immediately because there's nothing to lose. That's the point. And I keep on stressing this to my fans out there, to my people who listen to this show. You're losing nothing. All you're doing is picking up the phone, making a call, and see if it's good for you.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, Michael. I'm going to pick up the phone tomorrow, and I want to get a little more information on it. I just have one other really, really quick question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
That's okay.
Okay, so now you don't have to go into these glasses and program them and do all this other nonsense stuff that you normally do with computers. Is it a matter of just, you know, setting them and putting them on, or how does that work?
So there's no programming whatsoever. There are things you can manipulate. So you can change the magnification. You can adjust brightness. You can change color filters. So if you are better reading black on white versus white on black, those things you can all change. But there's no programming. You put it on, you turn it on, and then primarily use magnification and brightness and contrast settings to enhance the image to where you need it to be.
And they
now, one
you,
last
Terry.
Final question on the more foreign 100%. Fun side. Now, you said that the glasses make you, your grandkids said that your glasses make you look like a rock star. Would it make me look like a rock star, too?
Well, Terry, I can only say that I look better when I wear my eSight because it covers a large portion of my face.
Oh, come on, Terry.
You can wear a hat with it over it, too. You can wear a hat, a baseball cap with it over it.
We better let them give out the contact information.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call. I'll get in contact. Oh,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. We appreciate
your call.
All righty. Okay, gentlemen.
Yeah, gentlemen.
Bye-bye, Terry.
Okay, so Roland.
So the contact information, if you'd like, I can give that out if you like.
Yes,
so the
please.
Email, the best email to get us at is help@eSight.com. Our website is www.esighteyewear.com, and all the contact information is on there. And you can also call at 855-837-4448.
Now, I have to interrupt. I assume all the information you're giving out is on our webpage. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you heard all this information, but you didn't write it down, just go to our webpage. As I say it all the time, all the information is on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Everything's there, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look up eSight and call them immediately. You got nothing to lose, everything to gain.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us again tonight. We really, really appreciate it.
And when you call up, tell them that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Please, please.
Thank you. It
would fantastic. Well, thank you for the time. We really appreciate it.
Okay. We appreciate you having you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care, fellas.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow.
So,
that's something.
So, Charles, you know what you'll be doing.
Yes. I'm going to call my representative tomorrow and
yay,
what we can do.
Well, that's terrific. I hope it helps you. I hope they have one there on the premises.
I'd like to hear what happened.
Yeah. And make sure that they show you the new version, Charles.
Yes, I will ask her for that.
Yeah, for the new one. Yeah. You know, just in case we run out of time, which is going to happen very soon, I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Dave Hillebrandt. And speaking of Terry, friend and listener of the show, talented musician Terry Woolard will be calling in, and CEO of Braille Music and More, Patrick Jansen. So we're going to have an interesting hour talking about music and Braille in honor of Braille Literacy Month, and another busy show next week.
And thanks for listening to the show, and hope you'll be listening next week. So listen, folks. You didn't call up about your pet peeves,
no. If
you have one, or any BS. I guess everybody's happy with life, and we had no aggravation, which is great and wonderful. I wish I could say the same. Charles.
Yes.
You see, everybody has no pet peeves. They have no BS in their life.
I can't believe that. I just can't.
Well, and everybody
human
in Pennsylvania,
nature says there's
Illinois
something wrong.
Montana, everything's great.
I guess so, Michael. You and I are the only one that have problems.
When they go to a restaurant and they get something very salty, a lot of salt on the food, and it's unedible, they'll just eat it. They won't return it and say, this is unedible.
Yeah,
that's the latest thing. I don't
have any problems. Can you imagine that?
It's amazing that they have no problems.
Yeah.
So, Charles, you got your winter coat? Your winter coat ready for tonight?
Oh, I'm staying in. The heat's on 73. My cat wouldn't even go out.
Your cat won't go out? No?
Yeah, she didn't even go out. She went out. She looked around. And she turned around and come right back in the house.
Well, the people that are from the rest of the country, they're probably thinking, what are we complaining about? But hey, this is Florida.
I mean, it's right now.
It's going to 32 tonight.
32 degrees here in Florida,
maybe
Orlando.
Snow.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. Hey, this is the coldest winter we've had in quite some time, even since 89 when it snowed.
Yeah. Look, at my age, I can't take the cold air. And you're not talking about people that live in Connecticut or Philadelphia or Chicago when they tell me it's 20 below zero or it's 20. I can't deal when it's 40 here. When it's 40, it's too cold here. So to tell me I just can't take the cold, because when you're in Florida, you get used to, your blood is different on your body. You can't go right up north and say, well, I have people come down here and it's 50 degrees. They wear shorts outside. They come from Michigan. They come from Philadelphia and they wear shorts outside because it's 50 degrees. They think it's warm. Well, it's different. I couldn't do that. My blood couldn't take it.
What do you think, Chris?
I'm enjoying every bit of it. I'm different. I love it. This is my kind of weather. I can sleep better in it. If my wife wasn't in the house with me, I would have no heat on.
Really?
Go back to Philadelphia.
No, he's from Chicago.
Yeah.
And well, go back to Chi-Town.
And
then.
Even when I do go home to Chicago, I still got my regular hoodie and everything on because I get enough summer here. So, you know, yeah. I enjoy when we get 40, 50 windy weather.
Yeah, I enjoy
Yeah,
it
you
too.
Need to go back to Chi-Town.
The Windy City.
Yeah, and it was blowing the other day for the parades while we were out. So,
but see, there you get a good roast beef sandwich.
I hear that. Wow. Now I hear that music. I can hear that music.
Well, that's because this is the one that's in the system. I didn't get a chance to take the music and put it in the system. So I have to come in and make sure I have the music first, and I play through my stuff so I can make sure it's in the system to play.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Chris.
Great show, Chris.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much, Charles.
And you'll be seeing.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
You'll be seeing our orders for Girl Scout cookies. And those people who like to order, call up 407-894-68 and tell you would like to order some cookies, Girl Scout cookies from Chris Shaw
and
the kids. Yeah, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And, we'll get you situated with some good Girl Scout cookies.
Okay, thank you, Charles, and thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Lynn, Mike,
thank
Charles.
You all. Listen, don't go
Thanks,
away.
Guys.
We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well. Talk to you next week. Love you. Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.